I can't believe this is happening.
Sir, I swear I saw those figures on my screen just last night.
I know it's not either one of your faults, but we've got to find that account by 5.
Jennifer, or... you're back.
Where the hell have you been?
Well, sir, I...
Get to your stack now.
Yes, sir. Patty.
That had better not be personal business.
Well, sir, I...
Oh, for God's sake, give me that. Oh, my.
Well, what's it say? Read it already.
Patty, your daughter Joy was in an accident and rushed to L.A. Children's Intensive Care.
That's terrible news. I'm sure the doctors are doing everything they can.
Patty, you're not thinking of leaving right now, are you? She's my daughter, too, and you don't see me panicking.
Sam, you're the father?
I think that, at this time, it would be best to remember the words of our great leader. That there is no reason, nothing short of death, for missing work. If your fingernails can still grow, you must work.
She doesn't exactly strike me as a tower of strength and fortitude.
I have to agree.
And where do you think you're going? She can't hear you. They can only hear angels and ghosts.
Patty, I expect you to find that missing account. It is your responsibility. You are expendable, you know.
Patty? Patty, can you hear me?
Jennifer, you're not helping me. Maybe you could offer some clear thinking.
We need you, Patty. You're part of the team.
Remember the last time you thought you were helping your child? You ended up slowing her future.
Maybe.
Well, why don't we just pencil in that R-meter test for this afternoon?
No one can tell you what to do or what to think.
Thank you.
Wow.
Patty! Come back!
Life is here,
you
Patty!
You're doing
Patty.
Joy!
With
you,
me,
the whole church,
don't
thousands of dollars!
Don't throw away all the
stealing for her
service.
Future!
We need to be tapped!
The hell she is. I'm out of here.
Wait, Jennifer. Maybe there's a way to solve this.
You'll be back. You'll come crying back. All of you. All of you. We are the future. We are your future. You have no choice. No choice. We are the truth.
Well, I guess this will qualify for affecting others.
Bucky? Look, don't tell me. I heard all about it from the boys in Arrows and Emissions. The missing account, I can guess. But you made that nurse classify the kid's bruised knee for intensive care, didn't you?
Guilty as charged. But Holly here, she filled out all the paperwork.
Wasn't easy.
You gals did good. Excuse me, but I just had to see this thing through.
But Bucky, I thought you had 3 showings today. How did you find the time to get over here?
3, 4 showings? What are you talking about? I just couldn't let that poor woman continue in that job.
What did she do?
Don't you know?
No.
It's right on the door. All you have to do is look.
Real estate.
I had to get rid of the competition.
Joy!
Mommy, it hurt my knee.
Joy, I'm gonna try to not let anything hurt you ever again.
Tonight's episode starred
Joe Kennedy as Billy St. Kilda,
Hazel O'Connor as Holly Violet,
Alex King as Sam,
Quinn Kitmidola-Joka as Bucky Horowitz,
Kim Ring as Jennifer,
Mireille Morset as Patty,
the anonymous auditor as Marvin,
and with
Ariel Cancino as Teenage Joy.
Katarina Carlson as Joy.
Eric Burr.
Don Guido.
Kristen McGuire.
As the followers.
And Peter Beckman was your narrator.
Tatiana Swan was the production assistant.
Alex King was the casting director and associate producer.
Music was composed by Franz Liszt and was adapted and sequenced by John C. Graves.
This production was recorded and mixed at Command Post. This series and this story was created, produced, and copyrighted 1999 by David Konigsberg. This work cannot be posted, broadcast, or transferred in part or in whole without the express written permission of David Konigsberg.
This has been a Cosmic Forces presentation, darling.